Welcome to Crooked Stories Theater, where each week we bring you strange and quirky tales, stories with a small twist, an odd setting, a unique character. It could be a drama, a light horror, a sitcom, really any kind of story, as long as it's just a bit crooked. Hello, I'm Paul Knauer. Today we offer a bit of comedy. More a sketch than a story, really, the type of thing you might find yourself experiencing live on a Saturday night. For a full cast list, check out the show description or visit our website at crookedstories.com, but there is one name we want to highlight. Harry Dyer as Jerry. You'll hear why in just a minute. Alien Press Conference, directed by Gary Howell and starring Harry Dyer.
Our programming to bring you this breaking news story. A spaceship has landed at the Pentagon, and I'm told we're going to take you live to a press conference already in progress. Is this right? Oh my, we've confirmed this is correct. We're taking you live to the Apple Store in Georgetown, where the United States' highest-ranking military leader, General Bergerman, is currently addressing the media.
And that's the gist of it, really. They landed at the Pentagon, asked to do this press conference here. All right, settle down. Now, you didn't come here to just hear from me, so let me turn this thing over to... What do I tell them your name is? Are you serious?
It'll put them at ease.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I thought he said Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he did.
So, my name. What's up with that?
Come on, man. Nobody believes your name.
I just flew in from Nook, Bilvonia. And boy, are my tentacles tired. Huh? So what's up with humans having to milk everything? I mean, cows, goats, those I understand. But cashews? I mean, how do you even do that? Where are the nipples? I know it's a cliche, but is this thing on? This stuff killed on Marston 5. Maybe we should just go straight to the questions. Whoa! Hold your horses, humans! One at a time, please! Yes, you!
How did you get here?
Good question. We took the number 5 to the 8. From there, we hopped the Galorgian shuttle. That got us fairly close. 1,000 light years, give or take. We grabbed some lunch. A place called... what was it?
Sweet spot,
Yes, Denny's, that's right. After lunch, we rented a ship. Not a big one, a compact. Hopped on the Trans-Galaxy Highway, jumped off because traffic near Kokornia, and from there, a left, then a right. No, Newman. Left, then right. There at the junction with the two orange planets. I think I know what I'm talking about. I was the one driving. Anyway, the point is, we're here.
You ate at Denny's?
It really is very, very good. That's our first gift to you. Denny's in every town. You'll love them. You're welcome. Next.
Yeah, Joe Black, Fox News. Are you here legally?
Next question.
Gina White, MS Now. Space, is it racist?
Ugh, fun planet. Next.
What's up with the British accent?
A British accent? Well, what's that when it's at home? This is how I normally speak, mate. I'm just kidding. Gosh, you should have seen your face. I was streaming Vera Season 6 on the way here, love. Any Acorn subscribers here? Anyone? No? Just me? All right.
I'm going to list a few things. Can you tell me if you... aliens were involved?
Yes, of course. There are 44 trillion known species with only 3% of the cosmos explored. But were the aliens? Fine. Yes, go on, ask away.
Pyramids?
Us.
What about crop circles?
Us? Well, technically Galorgians, but yes, aliens.
Bermuda Triangle?
Not us, but spooky, right?
Stonehenge, what's the deal with that?
Us. I believe you have a term for it. Newman, do you...
Linky Hall, Manky Pooper.
Yes, Porta Potty, that's it, yes. Now, I mean, you've got to understand that for us, the next closest stop is... Anyway, Jerry and Newman, we always wash our tentacles. Now, does anybody want to ask a big question, like how does time work? Okay, well, just in case anybody did want to know that, it's a big circle. Well, I guess a sphere, really. We're in the third dimension, aren't we? So, yes, this has happened already many, many times. And it feels like it.
Do you prefer alien or extraterrestrial?
Come on, tell us, why'd you take Michael Jackson?
Are you signing autographs later?
Joe Black, Fox News. Do aliens watch TV? Do they track ratings?
Can you bring back the X-Files?
Gina White, MS Now. If you know the future, do I get my own show?
Please, only important questions!
Hannah Brittany, Fashion Weekly. Who are you wearing?
Oh, at last! This is called a necktie. Made from the neck skin of your President Weber.
Are you going to kill us all?
Have you already killed us all?
Bring it on!
Is President Weber still alive?
Oops. Hang on, let me just... You can all just...
Hannah Brittany, Fashion Weekly. Who are you wearing?
Gucci!
Do they have it on Amazon?
I know, right?
Seinfeld? Looking for a Jerry Seinfeld. Got a package for pickup.
Yes, right here. Let me just pay for this.
Joe Black, Fox News. Are we in an Apple store just so you can pick up a laptop?
Well, it wasn't going to be a Microsoft store, was it? Should I do the unboxing video right here? No, that wouldn't be right. See, I was waiting for one with a touchscreen, but you have to go to the Apple store on Tarantian to get that. Which, of course, means dealing with the Tarantians, and nobody wants that. Am I right? Okie dokie. Right then, just a few last bits of business and we'll wrap this up. Your new Earth leader will be anointed tomorrow. You'll each be assigned a work sector and your feeding conduits installed on Thursday, probably just after lunch. You'll be given 2 Earth hours off each week to enjoy whatever approved freedoms you want, including the Denny's. You're welcome.
What if we don't like Denny's? Oh, wait!
I hope that answered that one. Anyone else any questions? Excellent. Does this have MagSafe? I can't remember.
Weird little smarter foot, get on!
That's all right, then.
Alien Press Conference, directed by Gary Howell, sound design by Jason Burrows, and original music by Crooked Stories newcomer Ed Harper.
I know Jerry, and that's not the real Jerry.
Thank you for listening to Crooked Stories Theater. Tune in each week for new episodes or even completely new projects. If you enjoy our stories, please help us spread the word and follow us on your favorite platform. And if you're listening on a platform that allows reviews or ratings, well, we'd sure appreciate the boost of a good review. Finally, we invite you to visit crookedstories.com for more information on who we are, our actors, our stories, and upcoming projects. You might even bump into a bit of bonus content, such as downloadable scripts. Again, thank you for listening. We hope to see you again soon.